Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Welcome back and thank you for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good and I'm glad, you know, the year is winding down because 2020 has been one strange, crazy and heartbreaking year. So, you know what? I just need something new. But anyway, talking about something new, here is a new album review coming from Nigeria this time around.
The latest African album review is...
When Olamide gives an album, he doesn't go light. He really puts in the work. Carpe Diem is his second album of 2020. You heard that right. Second album of 2020. And that's huge. I mean, I understand that 2020 has been 3 years long anyway. And the EP 999 was sort of pre-lockdown, so it makes sense to see the man drop something different to take us into the festive season. Carpe Diem is Latin for seize the day, so to me, Olamide means business here. Let's find out how his 11th studio album fares. Carpe Diem is released under YNBL Nation and Empire, which he signed to earlier this year. It has 12 songs, 38-minute runtime, 6 features, including Fireboy DML, who is under his wing, Omar Lay, Bellish Birda, Bad Boy Tims, Fino, and Peruzzi. Is it Peruzzi or Peruzzi? I don't know, Peruzzi. It's fine. It also has multiple producer placements. The album cover to Carpe Diem sees Olamide at the center, sitting at a table flanked by 2 women either side of him. One is pouring red wine into a glass, there's food on the table, and he has, I think it's a cigar? And honestly, looks like he's living his best life. Carpe Diem for real.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Olamide opens up this album with the hit song, Another Level, which was one of the first songs from this project I heard and instantly knew this song was going to be a problem. It has a very cool modern Afro wave sound that has a dancehall fusion to it, and he surprises with a well-sung chorus that you can't help but sing along to. These verses are the Olamide we know and love, with catchy rap, sometimes even corny but catchy. He just knows how to do it well. Where someone like me, honestly, I can't hear much, but it still slaps. And of what I can hear, I agree with. He proclaims that he is another level, and I'm here to back that word. He is an artist of another level. He says the rain gives him joy and the sun gives him strength. You can't stop someone like that, bro. You cannot. Green Light follows with a bouncy groove that has some beautiful keys to the composition. Olamide gives us a near sing rap type verse in there with another well sung chorus, and yet again, the whole vibe gets you moving. It is a heartwarming love song that is one of his most comfortable topics to cover. It was another single from this project, and I do hear it wasn't necessarily well received, but maybe it just needs to grow on you. It's a good song. I really enjoyed Infinity featuring Omar Lay, probably more than I expected to. It is such a smooth song with loud keys and Omar Lay kicking things off, and Olamide joining in the proceedings near halfway through the song. Granted, it's only 2 minutes 51 seconds long, so it's not that long. This one is a sexually suggestive number without being particularly obvious about it. The gents say, she says, put it in, put the wood in the fire, and well... You and I both know what that means. Another song on that wavelength would be At Your Service, in which Olamide invites a gorgeous woman he's talking to explore something further with him. Even the way he sings here is more suggestive to trying to seduce this woman in some way by dropping some game, spitting some game. The bass heavy Eru is more fast paced than previous songs on the track list, and is Olamide really switching up his style with excellent use of that vocal tuning to get him sounding top class in the delivery. It just sounds like a Nigerian jam, and I really enjoyed the inclusion of what sounds like the violin and saxophone in there. It is the first single from this album that he dropped, and this was some months back. Olamide doesn't shy away from housey type numbers like he does on Loading featuring Bad Boy Timbs, which actually is strangely a mix of house and gom. Nigerian artists really enjoy South African beat more than we realize, and they take it on, man. They take it on. It's a really strange gom fusion that works. I like it. And of course, if you do like what we do right here on the African Album Review, head over to the website, motomotomusic.com. And top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. I would love it if you donate anything from $5 right through to $20,000. We're open for it. And that's how we keep this podcast going.
Album Review.
The technical side of things.
Themes on this album are centered around love and relationships, sex, money, proving the enemy's wrong, giving his best, stay on top, hustling, and enjoying the good life. Musically, Carpe Diem is a project that oscillates between mid-tempo, smooth, mostly love songs, and up-tempo, Afro-pop, Afrobeats, fusion numbers that retain a lot of locality in how he sings and delivers the message. Olamide uses English as a filler language far more than trying to rely on it to solidify his message. Pidgin is prevalent alongside Yoruba. A standout aspect for me on this album was the excellent beat selection. Not sure what exactly it is, but the beat selection as well as the progression of the songs was just phenomenal, start to finish. You could really get into the songs quickly and enjoy the compositions before even getting to the lyrics. On the lyric side, on tracks such as Unconditionally, you find hidden gems such as the reference to Kpopo Dipo by FaZe from 15 plus years back. I mean, legendary song. The mixing and mastering were really, really wonderfully done here. Not overcooked, just outright great and to the point. Although for me, Olamide is a rapper, he has a very diverse portfolio to just make him a really good Afro-pop, hip-hop fusion artist. He has never let his strength as a spitter limit him from exploring and dabbling in different genres. He further makes a case for his versatility by continually collaborating with the top talent in the land from different ends of the spectrum. It keeps him sounding fresh, which I've always appreciated. On Carpe Diem, it connects him with a modern soundscape and is likely to land him many, many new fans of the younger generation. Funny enough, considering I haven't reviewed an Olamide record before, this was the perfect pick. He shows different sides to his already otherworldly talent. I've listened to plenty of his work before and always ended up picking up my favorite songs and not holding on to the rest because of the language barrier. He's sort of an acquired taste, but a good one. Having said that, his hits such as Bobo remain some of my favorite songs of all time.
Album Review.
The final thoughts.
Carpe Diem is littered with hit songs. My favorites so far are Shilalo featuring Fino, At Your Service, Another Level, Infinity featuring Omale, that's a good one, Green Light, Triumphant featuring Bella Shmurda, and Loading featuring Bad Boy Tim. This album is a great addition to Olamide's catalog as much as it is to any Afrobeats lovers. There are songs you will absolutely love, and I highly recommend giving it a go. You'll be pleasantly surprised, and yeah, try it, honestly. Carpe Diem by Olamide is available across different streaming platforms. Try it out today, now. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Motosan of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.